why was Josh the rest of the night?
Yeah, as you know, Coach just made today. Josh the starter. Josh brings experience, poise, leadership, confidence. You know, he's played in this game. He understands the West Coast system. And at the end of the day, he gives us the best chance to win. And that's in the quarterback room, that's our one goal. Our goal is to win on Sunday, and Josh gives us the best opportunity.
Jeremy, that being said, would you like to see him with, you know, the other parts around him a little bit more in the preseason? Because when the regular season begins, it'll be, assuming he doesn't play Thursday, it'll be almost a month.
Yeah. You know, we went into training camp trying to get three quarterbacks ready for the 2017 season. And when you look at their history, you know, Josh has played he's going into his 15th season, played 82 regular season games, played over 40 preseason games. You look at Bryce going into his third season, played 6 regular season games. Christian, second season, 0 regular season games. So we just thought, you know, Josh got a lot of reps in OTA. He got a lot of reps the first 2 weeks, that we're going to give Christian and Bryce an opportunity to practice a little more and also play in the game a little more. So when their number is called during the season, they have a little more experience. So I think it was the right thing to do. You know, if you look at Josh's history in 2013, his best year of his career, he wasn't the starter through training camp. He wasn't the starter at the beginning of the season. He came in, same offense, West Coast offense, and he produced. So we have 2 more weeks to prepare for Buffalo, and he's going to get plenty of reps. He's getting mental reps. He knows how to do that as a backup in his history. So, you know, our goal is to get all 3 quarterbacks ready to play in 2017 season, and that's what we accomplished.
How would you evaluate Hackenberg's summer, his training camp, preseason games?
Yeah, I think he continues to get better. You know, as a young quarterback in the National Football League, I don't think you just sign your contract and automatically become Peyton Manning. You know, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be ups and downs, and you know, the great ones have to come back and watch tape and learn from both positive and negative experiences and grow from that. The one thing I can say about both Bryce and Christian is, you know, when they do have a negative play, they come back, they're mature men, they don't make the same mistake twice. So as long as the young quarterback is continuing to grow and get better, then, you know, you can coach that. It's when a player keeps making the same mental mistakes, the same physical mistakes, that, you know, it's hard to coach. So you're not going to come out just slinging it as a young quarterback. The NFL game is different than the college game. It's faster. There's different coverages. And, you know, we don't make mistakes. And we have to be men, look at the film, correct it, and not repeat it. And I can say Christian and Bryce have done an excellent job since OTA. They're learning a new offense. We demand a lot out of them as far as protections, and we expect a lot out of them, and they continue to grow. Are they where we want them to be? No. You could probably say that about every quarterback that's a true professional. They're, you know, you always want to get better. So and Josh wants to get better. He's been in it for 15 seasons. So we're happy where he's going. We expect both quarterbacks to continue to study like they're the starters. As far as grinding, getting mental reps at practice, they're both 1 or 2 plays away from being the starter. When I was here in 2005, we went through 5 quarterbacks, so I understand that the backup is an important role, and they're going to continue to get better. So this isn't we're not disappointed in Christian or Bryce. We think Josh gives us the best opportunity to win, and we know that both Christian and Bryce are going to keep competing.
You mentioned the progress that Christian showed. How close to being ready to start, do you think he is?
You know, we're going into 2017 season with 3 quarterbacks ready to play. So, you know, when their numbers are called, it's time for them to take the field and take charge. So we're not looking back.
Are you happy, Jeremy, with the rate of progress for Hackenberg? I mean, it's one thing to say that he's going in the right direction, but ultimately there is a deadline for the franchise, at least at that position.
You know, we're going to look at it one game at a time, one day at a time. I'm happy with the way he's going. You know, they have to get experience. They're still young quarterbacks. Peyton Manning won 3 games his rookie year. Troy Aikman won 1. So, you know, you can't say, oh, after one bad experience or something, you lose hope. So we're just going to keep coaching them. I'm going to keep training them. They're mature men that want to get better. So as long as they want to get better and we as coaches will work with them, and it's an exciting project to have.
Jeremy, how difficult is it to keep developing quarterbacks in the regular season? You know, training camp is kind of the dual purpose, but now when you guys shift into regular season mode, how difficult is it to keep doing that?
It's not. It's, you know, I don't believe. As far as the quarterbacks go, we have a lot of meeting time, a lot of extra time during special teams periods. The fun thing about the quarterback or any position in football is you have 16 different opponents. So you're mentally training. Each week's a brand new opponent. And, you know, it's a mental grind or it's a really exciting grind, however you look at it. And these kids are coming, these guys, young men, are coming to work every day wanting to get better. Out on the practice field, there's special teams periods where we have extra work. In between periods, we don't continue to work with them. It's, you know, we're not going to just sit there and hang out on the grass. We demand perfection, and they want to get better.
If this is truly a three-man competition, why didn't Bryce get an opportunity to play with the first-team offense in any of the preseason games or against the starting defense in the preseason games?
You know, the way we sorted it out, Bryce had played started a couple games last year, and we don't give Christian a couple opportunities to start this year. So at the end of the day, we have three quarterbacks that have started an NFL football game, and we feel good about it. We feel good about the room. These guys work together well. They're pulling for each other. And so it's a solid room. And I think at the end of the day, all three had a good opportunity to compete. And they're going to continue to compete. You know, the day you think you've arrived in this business or any profession or your household or anything, someone's going to take your job or take your family or whatever. So we're going to continue to work, continue to get better, and keep competing.
Jeremy, did you look at Saturday night as a step backward for Christian?
No. Every time you're out in the game field or practice field, it's a step forward for as far as experience. You got to grow with both positive and negative experiences. He had some good plays. He had some plays that he would like to take back and make corrections. He's strong-willed. He's mature. We went over the game tape this morning. He understands things he did good. He understands things he needs to get corrected. And like I said, he corrects them. Some of the things that he did in Detroit, he didn't do this week, and that's a process of learning. Anytime you're out there and you have the opportunity to play, it's never a bad thing or a step back. It's always growth, both good and bad, and I think he handled it well today. Yes, he wants to play lights out, I agree, but, you know, it's a process.
Why are you confident that Josh will perform any better than he did over the past 3 years? Because he struggled a lot over the past 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't get into what. I can't get into Cleveland's offense or Tampa's offense. I know that he's a great leader. I know he knows this offense inside and out, and he knows protections very well. He understands the run game, and he's gonna put us in the best position to win. He understands how to win the game. There's a formula as far as taking care of the football, managing third downs, managing the game, and we believe in him.
Jeremy, along those lines. Discussing Petty, you mentioned that he has prior experience. It's not experience in your offense or John's offense.
Correct.
So would you want to see him against a starting defense with a starting offense in this specific offense versus what they ran last year?
I think just, you know, as far as starting a game, you know, we weren't looking at it any other way except give Christian some time to start. You know, Bryce had his opportunities last year just to get the feel of running out in the tunnel and starting. It's a different experience, of course. So we just wanted to keep it kind of level, like as far as their experiences, their moments. As far as Bryce goes, I think he's handled this offense extremely well. He's taken what they give him. He's understanding the West Coast offense every day better and better. He's taking completions, the short ones, and checking the ball down when appropriate. And, again, we're excited about all three players in the room, and we just got to keep continuing as a unit, as a team.
John, Jeremy, in your time with Christian, your conversations, do you deal with him with the idea that outside looking in, there are conclusions already been made that he's a failure and can't work?
Those are strong words. I wouldn't use those with him. No, we don't. We have so much to focus on in the house that we can't get distracted with what's being said or what's going on in the outside world. You know, every day is a new opportunity to study the base defense, the base pressures. Next day it's third down. Next day it's red zone. And we don't have time to we understand you guys have a job to do. We don't have time to get involved in all that. It's a full-time commitment to play quarterback. It's not 9 to 5. It's all day long, and the next day is a new day. And you got to be mentally sharp. You got to be mentally tough. I believe he's both positive in that those areas.
Jeremy,
hold on a second. I'm going to take three more. Bob, Nish, Dan.
You brought up that 2005 season with the Jets. That might have been the strangest quarterback year ever.
Correct.
Do you take anything from that particular experience, kind of put it in the memory bank and use that just to be ready for any eventuality?
I think, number one, when I tell whoever's 2 and 3 to be ready, I mean it. We lost both Chad and Jay in almost one quarter, I believe, if I remember right. And so when I do tell them that, I have experience. So the quarterback room is going to be ready. It's a sharp room, and they understand that there's going to be an opportunity to play this year. And I think Bryce has done the past two games, has done an excellent job coming in and giving a little jolt to the offense. And I think Christian came in the fourth quarter on Saturday and did the same thing. So it's a challenging position being a backup quarterback, because you don't get as many reps, of course, during the season. So you got to be mentally strong. You got to take a mental rep on every single play. So at the end of the day, it's happened. 5 quarterbacks. We broke a record. And these kids are going to have an opportunity to play one day.
Jeremy, what do Bryce and or Christian have to do to be the regular season starter? Is there anything they can do, or do you just, as a backup, wait to see if the starter falters?
No, I think we're just going to take it one game at a time. We're going to focus on Philadelphia, because that's our next opponent. And we're going to continue to keep growing, continue to keep working, and, that's all you can do. That's all you can do as a player is just keep getting better and not listen to any outside noise, or, just continue to keep growing. And when your number's called, you're ready to play.
Jeremy, with Christian Hackenberg's maturation process, in his first year he had Changeli, totally different system. Year two, you guys come in, John Morton, yourself. How big a challenge is that for a young quarterback, going from year one to year two, having to learn an entirely new system?
Yeah, I think it's really challenging. If you look at a lot of the great quarterbacks throughout the National Football League, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's, they've been in the same offense for 15 years or more. So it just makes it easier. We're going into the West Coast offense, and just spitting the play out of the huddle sometimes can be a challenge. And so you got other things to worry about than just calling the right play in the huddle. And so that's part of growth. It's part of, like, here we go. But they've handled it well. As far as the progressions go, everything's going to be a little bit different than Coach Gailey. And they just got to keep grinding. And like I tell them, after every day, it gets easier. Because, the more times you experience something, you have a memory of it, both good and bad. And they're doing a good job handling it, but it is a challenge.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.